Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Advocate, and my shirt this week is to celebrate Microsoft's annual employee hackathon that takes place during what we call 1 week. And 1 week is really terrific because it lets employees work on projects and causes that matter to them. And so I had a great time at the hack, and also just a heads up that my shirt next week is super awesome. It was actually a viewer request. And if I look distracted in this video, it's because a guy named Pierre is making faces at me. Okay, let's get into this week's latest dev news. So first up, .NET Core 3.0 Preview 7 is now available. And we've talked a ton about .NET Core 3.0 over the last year or so because this is the release that will set the stage for unifying all the variations of .NET together. And so with this preview, the team is transitioning from adding new features to polishing the release instead. And in fact, you can even use this version of .NET Core 3.0 in production. So great, right? So in his blog post announcing the release, Rich Lander says this, and I'm just going to quote him directly. "We strongly recommend that you test your app running on Preview 7 before deploying Preview 7 into production. And if you find an issue with .NET Core 3.0, please file a GitHub issue and or contact Microsoft support." And he also adds that we intend to make very few changes after Preview 7 for most APIs. Notable exceptions are WPF, Windows Forms, Blazor, and Entity Frameworks. And he also says that any breaking changes after Preview 7 will be documented. And the team is working to ensure high degrees of compatibility with .NET Core 1.x and 2.x apps, making it really straightforward to upgrade existing apps to .NET Core 3.0. And so I've got more details about .NET Core 3.0 Preview 7, the GitHub repo, and download links in the description and show notes down below. In some pseudo-related news, if you want to use .NET Core 3.0 Preview 7, you're going to need to use Visual Studio 2019 16.3 Preview 1. That's a mouthful. But anyway, that is out now alongside the release of Visual Studio 2019 16.2. And there are a bunch of new features in Visual Studio 2019 16.2, including a test explorer, the ability to debug JavaScript in the new Microsoft Edge browser, and Clang LLVM compiler support for MS Build projects. And over on the Mac side, Visual Studio 2019 for Mac 8.2 is available now, and also the first preview of version 8.3. And the big news for Visual Studio 2019 for Mac is that version 8.2 brings .NET Core 3.0 support, and even better support is planned for the next version. And so links to the release notes and details on both versions of Visual Studio, as well as download links, are in the show notes and description down below. And just a note on Visual Studio 2019, there is now a brand new set of courses available on Pluralsight covering all the latest features and what you can do to get the most out of this IDE. And Visual Studio subscribers actually get 6 months of access to Pluralsight for free. And so I've got a link to the announcement blog and the Visual Studio 2019 path on Pluralsight in the description down below. In some TypeScript news, TypeScript 3.6 beta is available now. And this beta is intended to be feature complete, and in the next coming weeks, the team will be working on improving performance and stability as it progresses, getting 3.6 towards the release candidate and general release. And also, shout out to TypeScript, which was just named as one of the top 10 most popular programming languages according to RedMonk. Go TypeScript. So links to the TypeScript blog are down below. Over on dev.2, my awesome colleague Cassie has a great blog about demystifying ML and NLP. And so that's machine learning and natural language processing. And she does this using a really thoughtful demo that's easy for anybody to follow. It's really great. And also on dev.2, my pal Jay Gordon has a really great beginner's guide to Azure Kubernetes Service. So if you've been confused about that, want to get started, check that out. And links to both of those posts are down below in the description. On Channel 9 this week, we've got lots of great content. First, if you weren't able to make the Xamarin Developer Summit a couple of weeks ago, never fear. We've got all the videos available, including a really great talk on the future of Xamarin. And over on the IoT show, Olivier explores modeling and querying data at scale using Azure Time Series Insights. And finally, on VS Toolbox, Robert is joined by Leslie to show off several ways you can get the most out of Visual Studio's debugging tools. And so links to all these shows are in the description down below. Be sure to check them out. They're really great. We've got lots of other really good content as well. And now it's time for my pick of the week. So A couple of weeks back, I talked about my friend Aaron Powell's new VS Code extension called Profiles. And this is a really great extension that lets you create different profiles within VS Code with you can have a profile with a different theme or type settings or whatever. And Aaron has released an update to this extension with its most requested feature, extension support. And so now you can create profiles that will load or don't load a particular extension depending on what you're doing. And I've got a link to Aaron's blog post explaining how this works, as well as the extension itself, which is in the VS Code marketplace. And this has immediately made me so happy and, in a theoretical world, more productive. We'll see if that actually happens, but it's made me really, really happy. What's your favorite VS Code extension? I want to know because I want to be able to feature some of them in the future. So let me know or share your thoughts about anything else that we covered in the comments down below. And if you like this video, please go ahead and give it a like on YouTube as that really helps us out. And go ahead and subscribe to Microsoft Developer for all of your nerd news. See you next week.